A major test case is underway in Ohio, where a utility company is trying to walk back deregulation in an attempt to keep expensive and aging coal and nuclear plants online. First Energy pushed hard for deregulation back in 2008 and got a $6 billion payout from ratepayers to cover stranded assets at the time. Now it wants to be guaranteed revenues from expensive coal and nuclear power generation, a move that critics say could cost consumers billions. The Ohio Public Utilities Commission is expected to rule on the matter by the end of this year. Joining us from his New York City newsroom is Paul Barrett, a senior writer at Bloomberg Businessweek. Welcome to the program.
Glad to be here. Thanks for having me.
Paul, tell us a bit about First Energy. When deregulation came along, how did First Energy come out ahead in terms of getting a subsidy from customers?
It was more a question of the company had substantial holdings in coal-fired generating plants, which in the early 2000s, for a significant period of time, were by far the cheapest way to generate electricity. So in a deregulated environment, you can use that electricity not only to supply your own customers, you can also sell it on the regional grid and make a fine profit. So that's why a company like First Energy was enthusiastic, at least at first, about deregulation.
Then what happened? I gather things sort of turned upside down.
Sure. Well, I mean, the marketplace is complex. In more recent years, we've had a revolution in terms of supply of low price and very plentiful natural gas, which has pretty much undercut all other energy sources. And plants that had been generating healthy profit margins are now not economical. In other words, they do not compete on the deregulated energy supply grid. And for that reason, those plants are threatened with being shut down.
Shutting down plants is one thing. The viability of the whole business is another. First Energy says it's at risk of going out of business. Why?
First Energy's argument is really twofold. One, that coal-fired plants should be preserved and to some degree updated because they can provide a steady, reliable baseload source of energy. You can run coal-fired plants continually. It's not like a solar or a wind operation. The second argument is that First Energy says, well, natural gas prices won't always be low in years out in the future. And at that point, you'll be thanking us for keeping open coal plants, nuclear operations that today may not be economical, but tomorrow will be.
So what is it that First Energy is proposing? What's their plan that it wants in order to stay in business? And how would that work?
They're proposing, and the Ohio Public Service Commission is actively considering right now, a plan that would basically oblige the utilities that First Energy owns to take all of the output from certain coal-fired plants and one large nuclear plant, no matter what the cost. So it is, in effect, a return to a more traditional regulatory scheme where the public commission says that ratepayers will bear the risk of the fluctuation in the cost. The company will not bear the risk. First Energy defends this by saying you will guarantee the continued operation of these reliable plants, and they project out into the future that eventually this will actually make economic sense. Whereas critics of the plan say, wait a second, this is just a subsidy in effect. And in fact, calculations have been done that say that over the 15-year duration of the plan, consumers of electricity might end up subsidizing First Energy to the tune of some $3 billion. So it's not an insubstantial amount of money.
Wait a second here. It sounds to me like, in this case, deregulation didn't work and they want to go back to the old days.
That is exactly what First Energy is saying. They wouldn't, I don't think, appreciate saying deregulation didn't work because that would suggest that they made bad predictions and were not able to operate in a competitive environment that they once actually advocated themselves. And to look at it from a slightly different perspective, maybe deregulation did work and revealed that coal is not, under current circumstances and possibly future circumstances, the best economical choice. We know it's not the best environmental choice. In fact, it almost certainly is the worst environmental choice. And also, solar and wind are becoming more cost efficient pretty steadily over time. And therefore, if you're an environmentalist, you might say, hey, let's let the marketplace steer us to other sources of energy. So that would be a more positive spin to put on this unexpected development with deregulation.
By the way, how is First Energy handling the EPA's new Clean Power Plan rules?
They haven't really engaged with that yet, and it's not clear at all that Ohio would be able to comply with the new Clean Power Plan proposals if these coal plants are kept open. Because really, one of the whole motivations of the Clean Power Plan is to create incentives, economic forces that will shut down the coal plants and shift our energy usage over to cleaner sources and sources that don't contribute as much carbon dioxide. There is a tension right now in Ohio, a conflict over whether the state will use government power to move toward cleaner, lower carbon energy sources, or whether it will seek to postpone for as long as possible a transition to greater efficiency, the use of cleaner energy, and ultimately the shutting down of coal plants.
Paul Barrett is a senior writer at Bloomberg Businessweek, and he joined us from his newsroom there in New York. Paul, thanks so much for taking the time with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.